Hey guys, how are you doing on this June 30th, 2014? Today I was at work and I heard this great speech by a guy called Julian Treasure, who is a sound expert, and he was talking about the power of the human voice and how it's the instrument that we play, the way that we can use it and to make sure that people listen to what we say. The things he covered were the importance of silence, of pace, of register. Particularly register was quite interesting because he was talking about the fact that you should talk from your chest if you want that powerful, authoritative sound that people come across in public speaking, that they use in public speaking. And there was some interesting research that apparently we are more likely to vote for politicians that have deeper voices. The timbre of voice, to have that warm, rich tone, seems to appeal to people a lot. And the other thing he talked about was the use of silence in particular, so that we don't use the ums and the uhs, the fillers that are so popular in everyday speech, which I'm a frequent user of, and it really annoys me. So I thought I'd try and give you guys an audio boo and not use these things. And I'll tell you what I did at the weekend. Saturday was a very busy day, woke up at about 7:30 in the morning, and then went off to Bromley because my charity were doing an event. A 26-mile walk from London to Sevenoaks, and staff, volunteers and students got involved. I didn't walk, thankfully, but I was doing the social media, the tweeting, recording interviews, which I'm now editing, and giving general support. The day ended with a barbecue. I learned how to blow up balloons. Yes, I didn't know how to do it before. And then at 7:30, I got into the car of one of the members of staff and his wife, and they took me up to Bromley South, which was very nice. And I rushed to the bar, a place called Cafe Cairo again, with my friends, which is in Clapham, to watch the Colombia versus Uruguay match. Really exciting game. Two fabulous goals by James Rodriguez. He's really going to be a sought-after star. And when the transfer window opens, and the celebrations were absolutely amazing. It's the first time that Colombia gets to the quarterfinals. There's real sense of national pride going on. I really like the World Cup because of that, because nations get together. Real football is played, the stakes are high, the competition is intense, which I think is very, very beautiful of the game. I don't normally watch any other type of football like Premiership football, so when the World Cup comes along, it's a really great event. And then yesterday I spent practicing for a concert that I'm doing next Saturday in Northamptonshire. We're three recorder players, and I'll be playing the accompaniment to a sonata. But I've got a problem at the moment because I've got the music on my laptop, which I'm learning by ear. But my laptop is registering a hard drive failure, so that's really annoying me. Because some days it works fine, but other days it just fails on me. It doesn't turn on. The fan goes crazy. It's incredibly slow, sometimes taking up to 10 minutes to load. So I'm just finding somebody to get that fixed, really. Because I think it is a hard drive failure. He's actually told me that. So that's basically been my weekend. And if you want to check out the Julian Treasure speech, it's on tedtalk.com or just YouTube Julian Treasure. And I think it's about how we can be heard better or something about listening. I can't exactly remember the title. How to communicate so that others listen to what we're saying or something like that. That's the general idea of the speech. And it's really fascinating. He gives you some warm-up exercises, so I'd give it a go. I'm definitely going to look into his stuff more because public speaking is something I want to improve. So I hope you guys are doing okay and that I didn't do too many uhs and ums. I'll speak to you guys soon. Bye-bye.